From the Navy Sick War Loan Exhibit in Chicago, Bristol Myers, makers of Salopatica for the Smile of Health and True Shave, the Beforehand Lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show with Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Billy Gray, Leonard Suit with Roy Shields Orchestra, yours truly, Joe Kelly, and starring Eddie Cantor.
No gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also neat, have sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she pulls them down. Fellas, she can't get my fellas. She ain't met. Georgia claimed her. Georgia named her. Sweet Georgia Brown. And here's Leonard Seuss, the young man with the horns. City.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. You aren't going to start complaining about our weather, are you?
No, but that Chicago wind is very unfair. The way it blows women's skirts up above their knees, you know?
What do you mean, unfair?
That same wind blows dust in your eyes and you can't...
Well, Eddie, you know, bringing your program to this fine Navy exhibit is a great advertisement for the wonderful country this is.
What do you mean, Joe?
Well, to think that last night on this same pier, we had a great program, like Fibber McGee and Monty.
Yeah?
And tonight, we've got you. But that's what we're fighting for, Eddie. Live and let live. The strong and the weak.
Wait a minute, Joe. I don't like that inference.
You don't, huh?
No. I just want you to know that I didn't travel 2,000 miles to stand here and have you run down my best friends, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, I'm glad you didn't take it the wrong way, Eddie. But say, speaking about your trip, you certainly covered a lot of ground playing army camps and hospitals during the past season, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll say I've been to San Francisco, New York, Texas, up to Portland, Seattle, and now to Chicago.
Well, tell me, Eddie, how do you ever manage to cover all that territory with such speed?
It's easy. I'm in a carpool with Eleanor and Superman. Oh. But, Joe, I'm sure glad I'm in Chicago. In California, you know, you can't get any cigarettes, but here it's different. Isn't it? Oh, it isn't it. Oh. But I don't have to worry, Joe. I can get all the cigarettes I want.
You can?
Sure, I have the ashtray concession at the Servicemen's Center. No ifs or ands, just buts.
You know, Eddie, the cigarette shortage puzzles me.
It does?
Yes. Statistics prove that there's a carton of cigarettes for every man, woman, and child in Chicago.
You're right, Joe. But when you have to divide one carton among 4 million people, what have you got? I thought that would get a bigger laugh. Should we try it again?
Go ahead.
But we shouldn't complain, Joe. We may have to do without a lot of things, but we're better off than they are in the Axis countries. Let's give our listeners an idea of what's been coming over the shortwave radio the last few days.
Okay, take it away, Berlin.
People of the land, in America there's a shortage of cigarettes. Over here we have no trouble smoking. After those bombs, our streets are smoking, our buildings are smoking, our factories are smoking. Holy smokes, I'm smoking. In the United States, they're having a new war loan. Over here, we would like to start a war loan, too. If anyone wants to have this war, we'll be glad to loan it to them. Big war news. German morale has improved. Tonight, the people of Munich is dancing in the streets. They got to. The dance hall was blown up. All over the streets, you can hear the Fräulein singing, I'm dancing with the Nazi, with the hole in his stocking. He was blown here from Aachen with a lump on his knocking.
We now take you to Tokyo.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Japan, and our ship at sea. Flashy flash. Bombers from Yankee B-29, which just raided Tokyo, only managed to hit a schoolhouse. However, flying bricks from schoolhouse wrecked 4 war plants and 6,000 buildings. Two of our railroad stations failed to return. No damage whatsoever in business district, except that Shishkahoma Street is now where Sukasuma Street used to be. And Sukasima Street, which used to run east and west above subway, now runs north and south under subway. Subway is now on top of City Hall. The City Hall is now conveniently located on the corner of every street. City officials who before the raid were assembled by the mayor will assemble again today to assemble the mayor. Now, Joe, I'd like you to meet some of my gang. Our trumpet playing maestro, Leonard Sousa. Oh, Leonard.
Yes, Mr. Kenner.
I bet you're all excited about Chicago.
Oh, boy, are we going to Chicago?
Whoopsie, that's where we are, Chicago. You know, Leonard, the name Chicago is an Indian word that means wild onion.
Onions?
Yeah.
Then those sailors I saw last night don't know what town they're in either.
They don't? Why?
They were looking for wild tomatoes.
Never mind, Leonard. I want you to meet Joe Kelly. You've heard him many times on that popular radio program, The Quiz Kids.
The what?
Quiz Kids. That's information, please, with diapers. Leonard, Mr. Kelly is the man that asks all the questions.
He does? Oh, boy. Ask me any question, Mr. Kelly. Any question.
Well, all right, Leonard. Tell me, in what year was the Magna Carta signed?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Ask me another one, Mr. Kelly. Yeah.
Leonard, you're supposed to give the answer.
I'm no show-off.
What about that? Stop acting foolish. Oh, Nora. Nora Martin.
Yes, Mr. Cannon.
Say, Nora, when the Navy offered to fly you and Leonard to Chicago from the coast, why did you insist on taking a train?
Oh, Leonard and I have more fun on a train.
In what way?
Well, who ever heard of a plane going through a tunnel?
Nora, I was young once. Tell me, what do you and Leonard do when you go through a tunnel?
Any man that has to ask that was never young once.
All right, you win, Nora. Now, how about singing a song, especially for our announcer tonight, Joe Kelly?
All right.
What are you going to sing?
In the Middle of Nowhere.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Nora. Hello? Hello? How do you do? Why, it's Bert Gordon, the Mad Russian. Say, Russian.
Yes? I can't hear you.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't speak yet. Russian. You're supposed to be down here at Navy Pier. Where are you?
This I must explain.
Yes.
You see, I was standing in front of the Wrigley building when the wind came along and blew my hat into a boiler's theater on Clark Street.
Russian! The Wrigley building is on Michigan Avenue. How could the wind blow your hat into a theater on Clark Street?
So I kicked it a little.
Oh, Russian, can't you forget girls? Is that all you ever do is to go to see girls?
Certainly not. Sometimes I go to see my main brother.
Which brother?
The one that knows all the girls.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Instead of being here at this wonderful naval exhibit, looking at the planes, the torpedoes, the PT boats, you're at a burlesque theater.
Kemper, you look at what you like and I'll look at what I like.
Never mind, just get over here, will you? Sing, Nora.
To ask the quiz kid Sunday night, Eddie. This program's giving me a lot of ideas.
Well, what's the question?
Well, here it is. What comedian in radio is known as having the biggest eyes and the tightest pocketbook?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Come on, Nora Martin. You should know it. You've been on the radio a long time.
Yes, and I want to stay on.
Wonder who it could be, huh?
Well, all right for you. I'll change the question. What comedian with the biggest eyes and tightest pocketbook has a radio program that recommends Truchet, the beforehand lotion for lovelier, smoother, softer hands? He's been on the radio a long time.
Eddie Cantor.
Why, Mr. Cantor?
I want to stay on, too.
Well, say, I'm new around here. How do you use Truchet?
You put it on before...
Oh, let me tell about it, Mr. Cantor. I use Truchet.
Well, I use Truchet too, Nora.
But I have soft, smooth hands.
Yeah, but I've got soft, smooth hands.
But I'm a woman.
And I... Oh, all right. You win again, Nora. All right.
Well, you smooth a little Truchet on your hands before you put them in hot, soapy water. So Truchet's beforehand protection will help guard your hands from the rough, drying effects of the hot water and soap, and so help keep them softer, smoother, and lovelier.
And Truchet is spelled...
T-R-U-S-H-A-Y.
I get it. Did you, folks?
Kelly, Joe Kelly, a lot of people in California have asked me to deliver messages to their friends and relatives... Here in Chicago, and yeah, you know your way around Chicago, and some of these addresses are hard to find. Like one soldier I met in San Francisco would like me personally to tell a girl that he loves her, and she's the only girl in the world for him.
Well, who does he want you to tell that to?
A brunette on Dearborn Street and three blondes in Cicero. What a guy.
Well, all right, Eddie. Come on, I'll show you around Chicago and help you deliver those messages. Where's the first one?
I have it written down right here.
call me at the Ambassador East when you get through working. What is that?
Wait a minute, Eddie. That's the note you wrote the waitress when we had lunch.
How do you like that? I must have slipped her a dollar bill instead of this note.
Why, Eddie, flirting with waitresses. What would Ida say if she knew about that note?
Oh, Ida's very broad-minded. I don't think she'd be angry.
She wouldn't?
No, but if she found out about the dollar bill, she'd kill me. Well, come on, Joe. Let's get going with these messages, huh?
Where's the first stop, Eddie?
It's here at Mickey Haggerty's Bar and Grill on Clark Street. I've got a message for him from his son, Joe. He's a Marine.
Well, come on, Eddie. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Bartender, bartender.
Yeah?
My name is Cantor, and Joe sent me.
Look, them days is over. If you want a drink, ask for it. Ask for it.
You don't understand. Your son Joe told me that he got that case of beer you sent him and to give you a message.
Yeah? What's the message?
Yes?
Are you Mrs. Stevens?
Yes, what is it?
I met your son George in California, and he asked me to bring back this fudge you sent him.
The fudge I sent him?
Yeah, he wants you to put nuts in it.
Oh.
And here's the cake you sent him. He wants you to put raisins in it. And he also sent back the sweater you knit for him.
Well, what does he want me to put in that?
The girl next door.
Oh, say, Eddie. What on earth did you drag me out here to Waukegan for?
I have a little present for Jack Benny's father from Jack. See, tomorrow is his father's birthday.
There's something I can do for you, gentlemen.
Mr. Benny, tomorrow being your birthday, Jack knows how fond you are of traveling, so he sent you this little token.
Thank you. What is it?
A token. It's good for one ride on the streetcar.
Listen, Eddie, delivering messages is one thing, but what are we doing alone here in the Blackstone Hotel with a 5-week-old baby?
Well, I promised Mrs. Von Zell I'd take care of the baby while she did some shopping in Marshall Fields. You see, this is Harry's kid, Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr. Harry named him after me. Don't you think he looks like me?
Yeah, but his wrinkles will go away.
Wait a minute. Kelly, you shut up. Oh, stop crying. Come on, baby, stop crying.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah?
What does that mean? Goo goo.
I don't know, Joe. I guess he's trying to talk. You know, every week I wonder what the baby is saying when he says, go, go.
Let me go, go. Well, here I am in Chicago. Gee, I'm cold. This town is sure windy. Lucky I got a strong safety pin. Or I'd be colder. Wonder what my old man's doing tonight in Hollywood. Probably went to the Elks. The Elks. I know where he is. He's out with the boys. I wonder who the boys are out with. Gee, I hope my wrinkles go away. Then my face will be round and smooth like the other guy's head. I wonder what happened to his hair. The Windy City. He must be the guy that's taking my old man's place. I hope he's lousy. Look at him. He'll be lousy. I like my old man. He bought me a war bond. Took my money out of the bank. My piggy bank. Working for Popeyes, he must have a piggy bank of his own. Those bonds must be good. Even the guy with the big eyes buys them. And when he spends for something, brother, it's gotta be good. Uh-oh, Mommy's back. I better get ready. Same old routine. Here I go again. Over on my back. Grab my legs. More talcum powder. That stuff tickles. If they sprinkle it on me, I just know I'm going to giggle. I'll...
Well, Joe, at last we're back in the program. We're all through with the messages.
Not quite, Eddie. I have a message from Harry Von Zell he wanted me to deliver for him.
A message from Von Zell? Uh-huh. To whom, Joe?
To millions of people everywhere.
I wonder what it could be.
Well, I have Harry's telegram right here. It says, ladies and gentlemen, you can feel better faster by remembering...
Well, go on, Joe. By remembering what?
Well, it doesn't say. He stopped after the 10 words.
Now, how could Harry be so stupid as to send a telegram like that and tell you not what to remember?
Well, Harry isn't stupid, Eddie. He just knew that his millions of listeners would know what to remember to feel better faster.
You don't mean...
I certainly do, and so does Harry. It's Sal Hepatica, and Sal Hepatica is the name to remember when you want to feel better faster, especially when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. For a glass full of sparkling Sal Hepatica taken then will bring quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. Then, too, Sal Hepatica gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this, caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Joe, now that you've been on the program and met all the people in my cast... I'm sure we'd like to have you introduce someone from your program, one of the quiz kids.
All right, Eddie. I have the most phenomenal quiz kid of them all outside. I'll just ring my school bell, and he'll come in.
School days, dear old golden rule days. Reading and writing and shooting crap. The pretty blonde teacher who'd sit on my lap. She was my queen in calico. I was her Russian gigolo. I wrote on her slate. I wrote on her slate.
Go on, Russian.
Who can I?
Russian, are you a quiz kid?
Most yes. I am Boris Soros Jr. I am 46 years old, and I'm in the second grade at Lincoln Grammar School.
46 years old and you're in the second grade. How come?
I skipped kindergarten.
You a quiz kid? Ridiculous, Russian. You are positively idiotic, an illiterate, stupid moron.
Ha ha! Tell the camper. He thinks I'm a joke. Go ahead, ask me any question, and I will answer it correctly.
All right, Russian, I'll ask you one question. By the way, where were you born?
Vladivostok.
All right, I'll make that your question. How do you spell Vladivostok?
Correction, please, I was born in Minsk.
All right, spell Minsk.
Minsk, eh?
Yep.
Very well. S?
Wait a minute. Minsk can't begin with an S.
South Minsk.
No! Quiet, Russian. Continue with the test, Joe.
All right, Eddie. This is a concentration test. Russian, I want you to think of objects and see if you're able to describe in detail the picture in your mind.
Very well.
Now first... I want you to think hard and visualize two beautiful girls.
Two beautiful girls.
Well, Russian, how long is it going to take you to think of two girls?
Two I already got. I'm thinking of four.
That's not necessary. You should stop with two girls.
You didn't.
Quiet, you...
Now that I want the mental picture of the two girls, Russian, and try to describe what they're wearing.
The girls I'm thinking of?
Yes. Yes. Yes? What are they wearing?
Silly boy.
Ah, come on now. Stop stalling.
Well, as I picture the girls, they are in bathing suits, and there is something draped around their necks.
Yes? What is it?
Me.
You've got no business being around girls. After all, Joe, you know the Russian is a married man.
Well, I'd like to see his wife.
What to go in the gig? Kinky dinky.
Don't say it again.
What to go in the gig?
Say, I would like to see his wife.
I would like to see his wife.
What a coincidental.
Yes.
I have my wife's picture here when she worked in the stockyards.
She's standing alone with the Guernsey cow. You see the one that's the Guernsey cow?
Yes.
It ain't. Oh, get out of here. Get out of here, Russell.
She stay away day after day. How can you be so mean to me?
Each night I pray you'll come and say, oh, I've been dreaming of you, but you never do. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And when you took me home, you kissed me at the door.
You kissed me four.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me six times. And now you act as though we'd never met before. You took my kiss. What hurts is this? You took my heart,
and now we are apart.
You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And now you've left me wanting more and more and more.
Now for a little hillbilly.
Yeah.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me three times. And when you kiss me, hold and kiss me at the door.
You kiss me four,
you kiss me five, you kiss me six times. And now you act as though we never met before. You took my kiss, what hurts is this? You took my heart, and now we are apart. You kissed me once,
you kissed me twice,
you kissed me three times. And now you've left me wanting more and more and more. And more and more, and more and more.
Ma, who's keeping score?
And more and more, and more and more, and more and more.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe Kelly, for helping us on the sixth Warlone Drive show. And we're all looking forward to the day when we can tune in your program and hear you ask one of the kids, on what day did World War II end? And they can tell you the answer.
Well, Eddie, I hope that day is soon. And buying war bonds will hasten victory. We all know that. Good night, Eddie.
Good night, Joe. And while we're thinking of bonds, ladies and gentlemen, let's strengthen the bonds between us and those fighting men who are now lying sick and wounded in Army and Navy hospitals. Join us, won't you please, in our campaign to provide Christmas presents for every boy in a lonely ward. Buy a gift for a Yank who gave. If you make your purchase in a department store, ask the clerk to deliver it to the American Legion Post. If not, send it to the local post yourself. Let's make Christmas merry and bright for every lad who fought our fight.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you.
Listen in again next week, same time, when we broadcast from Hollywood, California. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. Good night, everybody.
Say, wait a minute. I just want to remind you to get a jar of Minute Rub tomorrow, first thing. Minute Rub is a chest rub that will come in mighty handy when your child or someone else in the family gets a cold. For Minute Rub will help give fast relief from those annoying cold symptoms. And after all, fast relief is what you want when you're suffering from a cold. So get a jar of Minute Rub, rub a little of it on the back and chest. In a minute, there's a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub helps soothe that cold discomfort. At the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapor helps relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. Why not get that jar tomorrow? Just ask for Minute Rub. M-I-N-I-T-R-U-B. Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.